Welcome to another episode of Ecosystem Team. Today's guest is Abhishek Rathi, who I met when moderating a roundtable here in Singapore. What struck me about Abhishek was, despite being in the insurance industry for nearly 20 years, what he's really, really passionate about is not, only insurance, but about digital transformation as a whole. He says he's a lifelong learner, is a Luma certified design thinking and agile coach, and he calls himself an entrepreneur building a scalable digital platform. Welcome to the show, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sash, for having me.
So, Abhishek, tell us a bit about your journey from sales and strategy to your passion for digital transformation. What led to that?
First of all, thank you, Sash, for the opportunity to share my experience. You're right. I started my career in hardcore, fast-moving consumer product sales, going retail store to store, selling soaps, hair dyes, etc. for a leading consumer products company, and then joined insurance industry where I led the bank insurance sales team for the private market leader. A couple of years into that role, I got the amazing opportunity of leading digital transformation and was working with a cross-functional team to reimagine the entire insurance sales process, challenging the paper-based approach and finding ways to increase productivity of the sales team, including the agent, at the same time enhancing the customer experience. Back in 2008, I was fortunate to lead a team which designed life insurance industry's, wait for this, first paperless purchase process in India with no signatures at all. Yes, with no signatures at all. And, when I look back, I have to sincerely thank my legal, compliance and operations colleagues for believing in the seamless customer experience that we were aimed at creating. And in no time, the process was extended to bank assurance and agency and other channels. And within 2-3 years of the market leader adopting that process, other industry players followed suit. I'm humbled and happy to share that the very process which originated in 2008 is now the gold standard for insurance purchase process across many Southeast Asian economies. You know, not everybody gets the opportunity to be part of industry defining moments, and I consider myself really fortunate. Digital gave me that platform to redefine industry standards, and that's how my love for digital started. And since then, I've never looked back.
What things that you spoke of when we met, and it stuck with me because of how, cleanly and how beautifully you explained it, was this concept of digitization, differentiation, and the most important in the series, disruption. I'd like you to share those thoughts for our larger audience today, Abhishek.
Digital transformation, according to me, traverses 3Ds. Every enterprise has to go through that. There is no shortcut to moving from one stage to the other. The phase of digitization is where you see cost efficiencies, inward focus, low to medium process optimization. You know, for example, in my industry, it is e-application process, conversational AI for customer self-servicing, back-end automation. This is where majority of the industry players are. Differentiation, on the other hand, is ecosystem partnerships, AI-based underwriting, think about predictive analytics, think about wellness ecosystems. The top quartile leaders are in this pack already because they have actually spent a lot of time in digitization over the last couple of years. And disruption is where the new business models like hybrid digital agency or blockchain-based smart contracts, or you push the envelope as an industry. What I personally believe is that COVID accelerated this digitization phase across all sectors, not only insurance. And this is because you cannot be left behind as an enterprise, and we're forced to adopt new ways of working. The quartile one leaders who have benefited from the early cost efficiencies and productivity increases during the first phase of transformation and digitization are now investing in differentiation phase, where the results are mixed and require continuous refinement. Customer adoption, though, is the most important key here. You know, according to McKinsey, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but I'm not sure how many of the audience members are aware. According to McKinsey, only 16% of the digital transformation initiatives are successful. And according to Harvard Business Review, only 7% of the organizations reported having success, continued success in their transformation. So continuing on this path of digitization and getting success and then moving to differentiation is the key. Investments in disruption, although are very far and few and often influenced by the culture within the organization or having a really, really dynamic CEO, the bets here are essentially to test and learn with no certainty of returns at all. And disruption is usually led by technological change or anticipation of a regulatory change. So there you have, moving from digitization, differentiation to disruption.
Cool. That's exactly how I remember you explaining it. Let's talk a bit more about the disruption part, Abhishek. It obviously gets accelerated by disruptive technologies. And even today's dynamic environment, you know, these disruptions kind of pop up every month, right? So let's use generative AI as an example because it's so topical. How does that impact transformation efforts?
So before we move into generative AI, let's understand a bit about AI in general. In the first wave of artificial intelligence, you know, we have achieved as an industry automation of mundane jobs. And if one looks at the recent report from Economic Forum, majority of the jobs which will be eliminated are highly manual in nature, relatively low skilled, and can be automated with the use of AI. In fact, as per the World Economic Forum 2023 report, 34% of the total tasks were done by machines in 2022, but this will grow to 47% of the total by 2027. And another study by University of Pennsylvania suggests that large language models like generative AI, you know, could have an effect on 80% of the US workforce. So that's the background that we are living in. What's the opportunity? Generative AI is forecasted to be a $15.7 trillion opportunity as it takes AI beyond the realms of pure automation into creative areas of generating content like poems, articles, summaries, designs, videos, which were largely understood to require human intervention. So what does the future lie? So is generative AI now going to disrupt even creative field? My view is that we need to start focusing on augmented intelligence. Yes, not artificial intelligence, but augmented intelligence as a concept. So how can human and machine coexist? And how can generative AI empower people to be better at what they do, thereby improving the productivity? Now, this will certainly require upskilling. And this is also validated by the World Economic Forum report, which says that 44% of the workers' core skills are expected to change in the next 5 years. What has led to this change, Sash, is that there are companies like OpenAI, which has truly democratized AI and made it accessible to enterprises of varying sizes. Now, this alone will spur more innovation and generate economic activity. So while users like you and me leverage GenAI for everyday task questions, its real potential, if you ask me, is to drive revenue or bring cost efficiencies. It will only come by way of verticalization. So think GenAI for finance, think GenAI for insurance, healthcare, you know, you get the idea. So GenAI has the potential to decrease the performance gaps between employees. And there have been studies which indicate that it actually helps least skilled and accomplished workers the most. In other words, the poor writers get much better, whereas the good writers simply got a little faster. I also anticipate that, okay, now don't hold me for it, but governments across the world would want a slice of this pie and will try to regulate this generative AI. I really don't know how, but they would, you know, because it's such a natural resource that they would want to, you know, rein it. And they would probably make it as a resource to build economic activity around it. So, and the best example, how generative AI can actually really transform in an industry very close to my heart is learning. So Khan Academy, which is like one of the most important and prolific, you know, innovations of our times, Khan Academy introduced Khan Amigo, their virtual assistant. And what Khan Amigo does is it actually truly acts as your virtual buddy to coach you. It does not give you the answer. If you ask for answers, it actually tells you, look, I'm not going to answer you, but do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? So think about the potential that this technology has in actually upskilling. Just the learning industry itself could go through a complete transformation through this. So I'm, as you see, I'm extremely excited about what generative AI holds. yes, we still need to be concerned about the privacy, but overall, I believe that the industry is moving in the right direction with the use of Gen AI. And once we have the verticalization, we will see a great uplift in revenues for B2B adoption as well.
So now that we've established how important digital transformation is, what advice would you give organizations that are just starting out on their transformation journey?
It's a very loaded question, Sash. My personal belief is that technology is best when it is not visible at all. You know, think about flying. When you fly, do you worry about how the airplane will work or look forward to just the experience of flying? So I have an acronym COPE, which I believe organizations could leverage to drive sustainable growth and their transformation business, because essentially digital transformation is in the pursuit of business transformation and not the other way around. So the C in the COPE stands for customer experience and engagement. Identifying the benchmark across the sector, set a vision to delight customers. O, operationalize, speed of execution, agile culture, systems thinking, and adoption become the most important. P, product proposition, shifting from product approach to a solution approach. Think about embedding value-added services, adjacencies, working with like-minded industry players to actually create impactful solutions. And then lastly, E, ecosystem mindset, you know, partner and collaborate. We cannot do everything alone, you know, creating win-win-win propositions and win for customer, win for the partner, and win for the enterprise. And, you know, lastly, I would say to all those people who are embarking on this path of digital transformation, a memorable quote from Albert Einstein, the world as we have created, it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking.
Perfectly put. Thank you so much, Abhishek. Look out for our next conversation with Abhishek, where he will talk about a transformation model that's relevant in today's world.